Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Matthew writes, "Hey guys, I have a fantastic sound system that I love, but it's from the 90s and it isn't wireless. I've been looking at the wireless sound systems, but they are all really expensive and they all sound terrible. Is there any way to make my current system wireless?"
Absolutely. I'm almost certain you can add wireless connectivity to your existing system.
Yeah, if you can add basically any auxiliary device to your current system, like a CD player or even a tape deck, you can add wireless.
Now, when we say wireless, we are specifically referring to Bluetooth wireless audio.
There's probably some way you can hook up Wi-Fi to your sound system, and there's certainly plenty of other kinds of wireless connectors as well, but the most widely supported standard is Bluetooth.
Now, Matthew, you mentioned that your stereo system is from the 90s, so it's safe to assume it doesn't have an iPod adapter. But if it did, there are a lot of Bluetooth receivers out there that plug into 30-pin connectors. That's the old iPhone connectors. They run around $15 to $30, and they will turn your iPod or iPhone-compatible stereo that you probably paid a bunch of money for into a stereo that you can use with any smartphone that has Bluetooth. Which is nice because you probably can't use it anymore since you upgraded to an iPhone with a Lightning connector or a new Android phone.
Oh, so I can use an iPod Bluetooth adapter with my Android phone?
Android, Windows Phone, and even computers. Anything with Bluetooth built into it. Just plug the Bluetooth adapter into the iPod connector and you're set.
Okay, that's great because I have one of those collecting dust for my iPod that I never use.
Oh.
But what about Matthew's situation?
Well, as long as you have an auxiliary input jack or RCA audio input jack.
That's the two-pronged red and white connectors.
Right. Then, Matthew, you can add Bluetooth to your system. There are tons of Bluetooth receivers for home and car stereo systems. They run anywhere from $5 to $50. Most come with the cables you need to connect them, but check the package or the description if you're shopping online to make sure.
You usually have to give them power by plugging them into the wall or into the DC jack on your car. And speaking of cars, most of the Bluetooth receivers for automobiles even come with a microphone, so you can use your new connection for hands-free phone calls, which is great.
That is. And if this isn't your car, you should never have connectivity issues. But if you are adding Bluetooth to your home stereo, you should know that you'll need to keep your device within roughly 30 feet of your stereo. The closer, the better. Some Bluetooth receivers can go a longer distance, but you'll lose quality the farther away you are.
The process of connecting your device to the receiver via Bluetooth is called pairing, and it's usually very straightforward.
Once you have everything plugged in, you'll pair your device with the Bluetooth receiver, and voila, you have a Bluetooth stereo. Just turn on the tunes and you can jam away. Now, if you like Ask Deemable Tech and you want to make sure you never miss an episode, go to Deemable.com and sign up for our newsletter, or subscribe to the podcast. Just search iTunes for Ask Deemable Tech.
If you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868. Or you can send us an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.
Ask Deemable Tech is sponsored in part by the Logistics Certification Program at UNF Continuing Education.